You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As of 11:59pm last night, Waikato moved into Alert Level 2 of COVID-19 restrictions. With this shift, schools and hospitality venues are able to open their doors after 6 weeks in lockdown. Christina spoke to Waikato District Deputy Mayor Axel Beck and Hamilton Central Business Association General Manager Vanessa Williams about the new fund freedoms. Here they are now.
So far as you can see, have you seen a bit of influx in kind of celebrations of people going out and enjoying these newfound freedoms?
Oh, absolutely. And I think every parent with a school-aged child was first when cars were in the drive this morning, engines running. And that's probably the first thing I've noticed is even on social media, you know, people just celebrating kids getting back, and the kids themselves actually, you know, going back to see their friends and getting out of the house. So that's probably the main thing. And it's pretty busy on the roads this morning. I popped down to the hardware store myself for a few bits, and it's busy all right.
And obviously with the loosening of restrictions, some people are a bit concerned that this shift is a little bit too soon. So are you concerned about an increase in cases as a result of this shift?
I think I wouldn't say I'm concerned. I think I'm acknowledging the best health advice seems to be that it is probably inevitable. Hence the need to get vaccinated. You know, double jabbed, you might still get it, but you won't go to hospital most likely. You know, so that's really the ultimate protection we have at this point, and we just can't throttle the whole economy down any longer. It's not just about our physical health; it's also about our mental health. It's about our economic health. It's about kids actually, you know, having the opportunity to learn. I've got a Year 11 child myself, student, the old fifth form, and you know his exams start next week. I mean, you know, that sort of stuff just has to be able to get back up and going again.
Unfortunately, the Māori vaccination rate in Waikato DHB is still sitting at 61% fully vaccinated, and the total vaccination rate for Waikato DHB is 79%. So what can we do to boost Māori vaccination rates in the region?
That's the question that everyone's grappling with, and I think the iwi health providers and Tainui as a tribe, you know, are really working hard in this space. So I think really the best thing we can do is support. They have different avenues through Marae, through their tribal networks, that the DHB obviously hasn't had to date. With council, whilst we work very hard to, have better relationships, not just at the iwi level, but actually at hapu and marae level, it's still for those iwi-based health organisations, I think, to lead the charge to really get at those last, I'm not even sure that they're hesitant, you know, maybe they just haven't sort of taken a view on it yet, and let's get them vaccinated, because that, as I said before, that is really the silver bullet. You know, as I understand it from the Singapore data and the UK data, get vaccinated and you're four times less likely to get the disease, and if you do get it, 10 times less likely to go to hospital. You know, it's really important.
And COVID modelling has kind of shown a very bleak outcome for reducing alert level restrictions. How prepared are hospitals in the Waikato district for an influx of cases in case that does happen?
Yeah, so I'm not the person to speak for the DHB, obviously, but certainly speaking or seeing John Bonning, head of ED, on the radio and TV over the last few weeks, I think he's saying it'll be challenging, but if we all get vaccinated, we will cope. You know, the health system will cope if we're vaccinated. So, we just keep coming back to that one same message, I guess, And I think, I've got a lot of faith in the health professionals that are there to look after us should that be required.
I also spoke to Vanessa Williams, General Manager of the Hamilton Central Business Association. First of all, Waikato has moved to Alert Level 2 as of midnight last night. What does that mean for the economy and businesses?
Oh, it'll be a significant impact. Obviously, we've had retail open for the past 2 weeks, and even during that time, there's been a significant spike in pedestrian counts. But what was really noticeable was the businesses that weren't opened, and how much people like the opportunity to come in and eat and shop and have a beauty appointment and to actually come in and tie a few things in at the same time. And by having, you know, a good portion of businesses still closed, it was really noticeable how much of a difference it makes. And so to have everything back operating today is of huge benefit to the CBD.
I think a common narrative that emerges, especially in the media, is that of the economy versus public health. Do you think that is the case?
It's certainly something that, you know, every business that's open is mindful of, you know, the public health issues out there at the moment. And we are very aware that there is COVID in the community. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a fine balancing act that the government does have to do between, you know, an economic response and a health response. And I think going back to level two, it was certainly an economic response that that we needed. And, you know, the amount of restrictions and, you know, practical things that that people can be doing hopefully will ensure the safety of all of those visiting businesses and those in businesses.
With the increased movement around the region, especially in hospitality venues and schools opening up again, are you concerned about an increase in community cases as a result of this shift to alert level two?
I think it is one of those things that people need to be mindful of. And like I say, you know, there are restrictions in place. There is scanning. There is the need for people to wear masks. There is the need for people to socially distance. So those rules are there to protect people. And so, you know, the hope is that people will be very mindful about the fact that there is COVID out there and that these restrictions are to keep people safe.
Finally, the government has signalled that they will move to the traffic light system earlier than planned. So what effect does that have on businesses?
That does, again, it opens up the community as level two has by allowing movement between regions and, you know, a larger population of people that will be able to come into the central city, accommodation providers, people will be able to come in for weekend trips away, that sort of thing. But it is, again, also a time for people to be mindful of the restrictions that are in place that are there to keep people safe and that people need to be scanning in and, you know, wearing masks and ensuring that they follow the rules and procedures in place.
That was Axel Beck, Waikato's District Deputy Mayor, and Vanessa Williams from the Hamilton Central Business Association talking to Christina about Waikato's shift to alert level two.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.